Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local, the stay-home sessions here, and I'm hanging out here in my bedroom, and I'm talking with Drew Smith. Last time we had him in studio with a band called Burn, Burn, Burn. Now he's focusing on his label. He's hanging out at home. He's doing his stay-home thing, and actually I've been following him on Facebook. He's been listening to all of his records alphabetically. That's a lot of records, I'd assume, but before we get into that, Drew, how are you doing, man? How are you staying sane? How are you staying safe? What have you been doing to fill your time?
Hi, Kevin. How you doing? I've been hanging in there. It all kind of snowballed really fast, and it was bizarre. Handling it all like with myself and my partner. And also like watching all my friends like go through the same thing.
Yeah.
Respectfully speaking, we're all doing fine. We moved in the middle of it too.
That's a wild time.
Never moved during a pandemic.
I'll try not to.
Yeah. But we did it. Since none of us are working right now, we had some extra time to kind of get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
And past that, it's been great. I have a lot of downtime, so I'm starting to focus more on the label, getting those records out, and also listening to every record I own in alphabetical order, which has been really fun.
I got to ask you about that, but first, the place that you do work is a place called The Kraken, and I did want to mention that that place is still open, at least for food orders. Do you want to shout out Kraken real quick?
Yes. Kraken is open every day from 3 to 9, doing takeout food, and their food is amazing.
Yeah.
They have a really rad pulled pork sandwich, a beef brisket. They smoke all their meats in-house.
Nice.
It's amazing.
That's killer, man. It's not just like the coolest punk rock, kind of punk rock dive bar, rad, like clubhouse for the punk rock scene, but they also have good food and they're, doing what they can to keep it safe and clean. And I saw you guys like doing the like big deep dive. The deep clean before everything. And I'm sure that's like a daily thing or if not more. But you all guys also printed a bunch of merch and it looked like you guys got a lot of orders.
We did. We did. Thankfully, I mean, Kraken's been doing its thing for so long, mm-hmm. and it's been a hub for like the DIY touring band circuit. So, I mean, we got a lot of love both locally and nationally.
That's awesome.
And we've never sold merch online before either. Mm-hmm. And the meeting where we where we eventually got laid off, the plan was like, okay, well, you know, how do we keep this momentum going while, you know, we can't do shows and like have a bar open. And one of the first things was like, well, let's sell the shirts online. Yeah. And see how that goes. And immediately we just started merch just started flying, which
that's so cool.
Was a huge, oh God, it was great. It was a huge relief to them. It made me feel good too. It reminded me, you know, despite being laid off, you know, the where I work is super important.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So. And I mean, how many times have, you know, you can't answer this question, but I certainly can. And the amount of times that, you know, I'll have a band come up to Loud and Local and, like the first venue they'll mention is the Kraken, man. That's like the, like I said, the clubhouse for the punk rock, scene and a lot of the just like noisy underground bands in the area. That is like their clubhouse. So it's really cool to see everyone coming together and helping you out in these hard times. I mean, you know, money's tight for everyone, but. Like I've been saying, you know, I just I bought a Gate Creeper T-shirt for a tour that was canceled because they had so many tours. They had so many T-shirts left over. And so I was like, hey, you know what? That'll be an interesting thing, you know, when I think back, you know, about, when I'm looking back at my collection. Like, oh, remember that time I bought that Gate Creeper shirt for a show that never happened? People will look back on these Kraken T-shirts and go, damn, dude, that was a really intense time. But, like, I helped someone out and I got a cool shirt, too. And, yeah. Absolutely, man. So let's talk a little bit about these records you've been going through. So how many records do you have in your collection?
Oh man, I don't know, dude. Step outside and take a look. I want to guess like 400.
Nice. Okay. So it's
I want to guess 400, maybe between 3 and 4.
What letter on in the alphabet are you on right now?
I'm on B.
Oh, wow. Okay. And has there been any records that you've gotten that you've hit that you've been like, man, I really am not in the mood to listen to this right now. But, okay. I mean, I have a task. Let's get through it.
Yes. yes, there's been three. And eventually I eventually just like tossed them to the side.
Yeah.
They go in the donate pile.
Sure.
Two of which was from a band who was outed for a sexual assault, and I'm like, wow, I thought I got rid of this.
Yeah.
This doesn't belong in my collection.
Fair enough. Have they written?
So
keep going. Sorry.
So two of those left, and then I found a Joan Baez record singing Christian songs, and that didn't need to go in my collection either.
How about Christmas songs or like, you know, like holidays? Do you put those on even though we're nowhere near the holidays?
I did put on a Christmas record.
Yes.
I think the artist that I have the most LPs of is Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
That's great. Yeah. That's a vibe.
And, he did do a Christmas album. So I did listen to that and it was pretty good.
All right, man. So we'll keep updated. If you know Drew, just, you know, or just hit a like on Instagram or whatever. Follow along with the records that he's posting because it's funny to see some things pop up. And he always posts like a picture of them and stuff. So pretty fun thing to keep you busy during these times. But another thing that's like, you know, you have a lot of time to focus on your label, and the label is called Tiny Dragon Music. It's a self-funded DIY record label here in the Pacific Northwest. And, tell me a little bit about, so we talked a tiny bit about it when you were in studio, but let's dive a little bit deeper with it, man. Like, when did you officially start Tiny Dragon and what's kept you motivated to keep it going?
So it's been a label for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It came kind of organically. It was at a point with Burn, Burn, Burn. We did most of the records that band did, we self-released anyway.
Yeah.
And we kind of got it down to a science on, like, how to put out your own record. Mm-hmm. And have it, you know, affordable and, you know, kind of crafted our own methods of like pushing it in a weird climate where physical releases are kind of obsolete in the Spotify era.
Sure.
So we were already kind of doing that, and in the end, it was like, okay, well, if we can do this for our band, there's nothing stopping me from, you know, doing it for other friends' bands, and it would just be another outlet for, you know, us to push the bands that we love and believe in.
Absolutely, man. Are you the sole owner? Do you have a co-owner or anyone that helps you out with the label?
So I had Adam, my guitarist in Burn. He was doing it with me up until recently.
Okay.
And now it's just me. But it's been kind of weird doing that shift to where it's just me. It's kind of motivated me to push it harder.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been doing a better job lately, just having it be me. I don't know. It's weird. I think it's just my quarantine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is there you know, now that we're kind of out of, you know, like a semblance of like our normalcy and whatnot, and do you have like a set time, like you wake up and is there like a certain amount of time that you want to dedicate per day to the label and then, you know, dedicate to just relaxing or self-care, as they call it, or like food? Like, do you have like a normal schedule these days to keep things regulated, or is it all up in the air?
Oh, it's all up in the air. But in all fairness, that's kind of how I've operated forever.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I wake up, I get on my phone, I start doing emails, and then emails turn into like making some like posts on like punk group chats, and then making connections, and then come midday, orders come in, and then I start packaging them, and I kind of rinse and repeat. I do this all while watching Netflix and hanging out with my partner.
So what have been your go-to shows to binge lately? Because I just started the first two episodes of the Last Dance, which is the first which is a series on ESPN documenting the last big season of Michael Jordan, which has been such an epic watch for me. So what have you been binging? Are you a Tiger King fan or what?
So I watched Tiger King, obviously, but I'm like a big fan of those juicy crime docs anyway. So yeah. I kind of put that on without really any recommendation, and then like my mind just kind of melted, and then I started digging into the memes and all that stuff. So I watched that, caught up on season 3 of Ozark.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, dude. So good. But yeah, I kind of go in and out, with other shows, watching The Innocent Files.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
About done with that too. It's super good.
I'll have to check that out. Well, I got the time, man. I certainly have the time. So you just released the video for your band called Street Jail. So when you guys were up here on Loud and Local, you were kind of teasing Street Jail. You didn't have anything to really release, I don't think, at the time, but you guys played some shows. I saw you wearing a mime costume, and you know, it got me anticipating for this music video. And you just released it, and it is certainly something else, man. It is it's like fried chicken. What are the elements that have come together on this music video? And I guess where the hell did you get these ideas, man?
Well, let's see.
It's a lot to unpack.
I guess I should start by saying Street Jam is a comedy band.
Okay.
So it kind of goes back and forth from like super fast hardcore to like bubbly pop punk, kind of in that Vandals wheelhouse.
Sure, yeah.
So, and our lives, we've been playing locally for about a year, and our show, we pretty much do improv between our songs. We dress up differently each show. The singer Robert plays in this band in L.A. called Tartar Control, where he dresses up and pretends to be a Mormon.
Oh, and nice, yeah.
So it's kind of this weird blend of funny punk and like off the wall skits. It's kind of like if Kid Mahal had a punk band.
So the video
directly like ties into that whole mm-hmm. thing. That the costumes that we had, we were a part of this weird cult. One show, and that kind of tied into that. And the elements of it are, I don't know, it just looks like brainwashing propaganda to me.
Oh, yeah.
But it has that Tim and Eric vibe, which makes me smile.
Dude, it's pretty nuts, and if you have a chance, check it out. Street Jail, the new video is called Star Magic. It's, you know, we can't even give it justice by trying to describe it. It's got to be seen to be believed, and so this song is this going to be something that is released on Tiny Dragon?
Yeah, it's slotted for this summer.
Awesome.
With everything happening with COVID-19, mm-hmm. we don't have an exact release date
for sure.
We're expecting it sometime early summer, but that might be pushed back a couple weeks, give or take. But there's not a lot of detail I'm at liberty to talk about
mm-hmm.
Too much. I just want to say that this the release of the record and like the extra videos and how we're going to present the vinyl is going to be really special, and I can't wait for people to see it.
All right, man, we're going to get into that, and then we'll also play a song by Kids on Fire. So we're going to play a couple songs from Drew Smith's record label, Tiny Dragon Music. At this time, we could definitely use some good music in our lives, and I know that independent DIY record labels like Tiny Dragon Records certainly would appreciate any help they can. So we're going to Street Jail, Star Magic, after that Kids on Fire, Rain City Forever, a good Seattle jam here. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Loud and Local Stay Home Session. Talk with Drew Smith here from Tiny Dragon Music and also from the band you heard second to last there. Street Jail was the first song you heard. Star Magic. Check out the killer new music video. And Kids on Fire, Rain City Forever. That's a song available by Kids on Fire from their album Songs in the Key of Bummer. That is available on Tiger Dragon Music. I got that name right. Songs in the Key of the Bummer, right?
Songs in the Key of Bummer, yeah.
Songs in the Key of Bummer. Kids on Fire, awesome band. And if you like that band, go to KISW.com. There's a session of them up on Loud and Local. We got to have some laughs and play some more from them. So, Drew, I have to put you on the spot here, and I'd like to ask people, like, you know, some of their favorite bands, some of their favorite, you know, influences and stuff, and say, like, the Big Four. But because you are... have your own business and you have a record label, an underground DIY punk record label, I'm going to make you choose your Mount Rushmore of record labels that have influenced you. So that's four.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could start by saying Fat Records.
Yeah.
And it, I could talk about it a bunch, but if you watch the documentaries or are a fan of the melodic punk sound, I mean, Fat Records definitely crafted that, and it's interesting to like see the evolution of all of the bands, but also it's kind of neat that they. Even the new bands still, I mean, they sound different, but they're still grounded in that, like, same sound.
Yeah.
Which would, to anyone who isn't a fan of that, could argue that that's, it's stale. But seeing how music has changed so much over the years, and they're still kicking it. They're still putting out records. They just put out a Suicide Machines record.
Like, oh, wow.
First
okay.
Record. The first Suicide Machines record in like 15 years. And it's,
nice.
It's great. So, just for longevity standing, I'd have to say Fat Records.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is probably Alternative Tentacles. Just because I'm a huge Dead Kennedys fan, and I've always respected Jello's kind of FU approach at mainstream. Like music marketing and all of that. Regardless if, you know, they're not doing as well now as they were, you know, back when he had the rights to Dead Kennedys and all that stuff, there's something to be said about, you know, standing your ground and just kind of popping up that middle finger for what you think is right.
Yeah.
Number three, I would have to go with, I would have to go with the little guy, homie label, and say La Escalera Records out of San Diego.
Cool.
Will Castro is one of the first dudes that kind of took me in and kind of showed me that world. And he's always been a big inspiration. It's kind of magical to see how he elevates his bands and built his own little world of fans, and you know, it's admirable to like watch it and kind of cool.
That's
like,
awesome.
Hey, that's my friend. That's weird. Number four.
Yeah.
Man, being put on the spot is tough. Number four. I'm not in my room with all of my records too, which makes it even harder. shoot, man.
Death Row Records. Just kidding.
Death Row Records. I can't say Death Row, dude. I can't rep Suge like that. And I hope he doesn't hear that.
He will run you over.
I'm gonna regret this, but I'm gonna say Epitaph Records. Just for kicks. Because I mean, they put out Rancid.
Yeah, I mean they put out
Rancid and Bad Religion. I don't really like their new catalog of stuff. I think all of that's pretty stale. But as far as the '90s, they crushed it, and that was super influential. A super influential time for me. So I'm gonna say Epitaph.
I mean, growing up in the suburbs, I wouldn't know about, you know, a lot of this stuff, whether I found out through a lot of it through Epitaph, through like The Offspring and through Bad Religion and through stuff on the radio. But then also I found out about it through Tooth and Nail Records, through MXPX. So, I mean, there's a few different like lanes and my, you know, I probably wouldn't know about punk rock if I didn't hear those singles on the radio like Offspring. So, you know, call me a poser, but I had to have that little step in. So
I
definitely
mean, Epitaph. But it's true, though.
Absolutely. Everyone, you know, not everyone has the cooler older brother that gives them the Minor Threat tape and shaves them a mohawk. You know, everyone has to have that step in. So, you know, and I'm proud of mine.
That's true.
What was your
man? I'm the oldest.
What was your kind of stepping stone into punk and underground music? What was your kind of eye-opening, whether it be, you know, a band heard on the radio or MTV, or were you given a tape or CD? What was your kind of first foray into that world?
Well, I have to say, I'd probably say Green Day.
Yeah.
Green Day was my favorite band growing up. I was pretty fortunate in the regards to it. I got into music at a super early age.
Cool.
I was about 8 years old when I started just kind of being captivated by it. And I'm the type of personality that kind of absorbs all of that like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel lucky to have the head start in all that. So it kind of started with Green Day, just them being a bunch of teenagers with blue hair and singing really snotty. I definitely identified with that. And then it kind of snowballed from there with Offspring and
mm-hmm.
Blink-182 and then 1998 happened, and then it was all new metal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, we could talk about it, but, like, yeah. Eventually I came back to punk, like,
good,
a year
good.
Later.
Hell yeah, yeah.
And then I just, like, dove headfirst into it.
Nice. Well, I mean, we mentioned off the air that you're from Buckley. So were there any places that you could buy CDs back then? Or did you try to – was this – like, where did you get your music from? Like, the mall? Did you have to venture to the mall? Did you buy things through mail order?
It was typically, I was pretty much grounded in grabbing CDs from Fred Meyer and Bonnie Lake.
Of course, yeah.
But, I mean, that was during the Punk-O-Rama wave, so...
Yeah. 15 songs for $4 or something, yeah.
Yeah, so I ate all of those comps up, and that was kind of my stepping stone into like finding all of the indie punk bands through there. And then once Napster and all that happened, it was just kind of game over.
What is your favorite punk rock compilation of all time from that era? Because mine is Physical Fatness, Fat Music Volume 2. Or is it Volume 3? Let me see here. It's
I think Physical Fatness
that's volume
is
three. That's
number
three.
2.
That's 3. Fat Music Volume 3, yep. Physical Fatness. That's the one that has All of Me by NoFX and Good Riddance and some Snuff. And yeah, that's number 3. So what about you, man? What's your favorite? Is it Punk-O-Rama? Is it Physical? Is it a Fat Music? What's your favorite of that kind of era?
That's a really tough one, but I think I'm going to go with Short Music for Short People.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, where else are you going to find a NoFX and Spaz on the same compilation? That's good.
Yeah, dude. I mean, talk about like a great way to like hear 30 seconds of like, I don't know, 60 bands you've never heard of when you're like 13.
Oh, it's the most bang for your buck. It's like the best way of sampler, because sometimes you don't even want to hear more than 30 seconds of a song if you don't really dig it. So, you know what? 30 seconds, I didn't really like that song. Well, guess what? Next song.
Perfect. Next.
And they had that one Blink-182 song on there, too, I think, right?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, Family Reunion. They got that. Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna go Short Music for Short People.
Nice, dude. Right on, man. Well, I do want to go into a couple more songs from Tiny Dragon, but I gotta ask you, and I'm gonna put you on the spot here again. Just a shout out a few of your favorite Northwest bands of all time.
Northwest band. Word. So my favorite Northwest band is probably Old Doris.
Okay.
They're a Kraken. They're an institution at the Kraken.
Yeah.
They play all the time. They're the sweetest bunch of dudes, and their music rocks. It's weird to see them like play like small places, because I just, when you listen to them and watch them at the same time, it sounds weird, but like, I just kind of sometimes I fantasize that they're like playing for me in a giant stadium, because like it's just like just epic rock.
Nice, dude. Old Doris, right on.
Old Doris is fantastic. Kids on Fire is definitely like slowly becoming one of my favorite bands. Songs in the Key of Bummer rocks.
Yeah,
it's a perfect capture of just all of the feelings and emotions like living in the Pacific Northwest, and it rings true. So I'm really digging the new record, the new Kids on Fire record, for sure. Other Seattle bands, I mean, I spent a lot of time drinking and falling asleep on the sidewalk, so I'm going to have to say the Murder City Devils.
Yeah.
For sure. Who else? There's a lot of
That's a good list, man. That's a good list. That's a good list, dude. And you know, I have one more question for you, and this is a hard one, because this is, you know, we're on no timeline here of there. This is unprecedented territory we're living in right now. What's a, you know, besides all of that, what is a goal for you in 2020 with the record label, or 2020 and beyond with Tiny Dragon?
You know, I'm just kind of riding it. I haven't put too much thought into it. We are doing a sale right now.
Awesome.
But it's weird, because we've been on label for 3 years, and by the end of 2020, we'll have put out at least 23 releases.
Nice.
And for an indie label,
that's a lot.
It's kind of unheard of. It's either that, yeah. I'm trying to think of the word. I don't know. I just kind of wanted to go with it and put out records that I love. And once we have 3 records coming up, and the label doesn't really make any money. It kind of just funds the next release and stuff. And before doing the sale, I was on budget for the next 3 releases. So now I'm like, okay, well, no one can get records at shows, so I'm going to do this sale to where all of our LPs are $7 and our 7-inches are $2, just as a means that I want people to have music to listen to, because I'm so passionate about it.
That's great.
And after that, I'm just going to focus on repressing certain records that, you know, sell better than others, and kind of just play it by ear. There's no one telling me that I need to put out a bunch of new records, but there's also no one telling me that I need to stop, and I don't really want to either.
You're your own boss. That's great.
So I'm kind of taking a lax approach and kind of seeing how it goes. So far, so good, man.
Sounds like you're staying the course and just churning out records, dude. That's churning out good records that you believe in, which is, that's the way to be, man, which is rad. What's the way that people can buy those $7 LPs and EPs and whatnot that you have? How can we find your label, and where can we order them from?
So everything's on Bandcamp. It's tinydragonmusic.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
But that has our whole catalog. Yeah.
Cool. Well,
I ship things out probably every 3 or 4 days. But yeah.
Right on. So pick something up. They're priced to go, and you can check it out. I know we all have a bit more time. That is, if you don't have kids, then you might have less time if you have kids at home with you. So.
But,
yeah. So, is there anything before we go into these last two songs? Is there anything you want to say to anyone who might be kind of, you know, in a state of weirdness right now, stuck at home and in isolation? Is there anything you want to say to, you know, listeners?
Well, sure. I tend to be very reactionary and internalize a lot of my like stress and anxiety when extreme things happen like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I can't be the only one that does this. Mm-hmm. So for anyone listening who's going through a hard time, I would just like to say that you're not alone. There's so many people who are struggling. And if you're able to reach out, please do. And also, everyone has a lot more time on their hands. I encourage everyone to reach out to people anyway. I've been doing far less text messaging and calling people up on the phone and just like straight up video chatting people, because not like most of my friends aren't working, so they're probably on their phone anyway, so they can just pick up a video chat and see my face. I can see theirs. That's we'll great. Have a good conversation and feel better about all this. So if I can say anything, just reach out to your loved ones.
Right on, man. Well, I appreciate the words, and we're going to go into a couple more songs from some bands here. Both of these bands are Seattle bands, is that right? Mabel's Marbles and Heck Yes?
Correct.
All right. So these are available from Tiny Dragon Music, tinydragonmusic.bandcamp.com. You can pick these up and a bunch of other rad bands. Drew Smith, thanks a lot for talking with me today. And actually, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to turn my microphone off, and Drew, I'm going to make you be the cheesy DJ, and you're going to intro these two songs, okay? Do your cheesiest street jail voice.
All right. Thank you so much. This next song is called County Roads by the band Mabel's Marbles. They're from Seattle, Washington. And then the other song is called Everything's Gone Coco for Cuckoo Poops. Damn it. But heck yes.
Perfect.
They're also good.
Awesome.
Take me out to the end of the county road, to where this gravel meets the woods. Tied up and I know I'm not going home. These red lights drowning out the fields. These are we
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.